none but the hungry heart. 11:14. Response to Revelation. You were set free from the tyranny of sin. Romans 6:18. There is no use in forcing any spiritual issue in our lives, nor in anyone else's. When our Father has us prepared for progress through the knowledge of his facts, we will believe. We will reckon upon and rest in the required truth. What is the secret of reckoning? We need revelation from the Word of God. We need to have our eyes opened to the fact of our union with the Lord Jesus. Most of us can remember the day when we saw clearly that he died for us, and we ought to be equally clear as to the time when we saw that we died with him. It is not that I reckon myself to be dead, and therefore I will be dead. It is that because I died, therefore I reckon myself to have died. It is not reckoning towards death, but from death. There is no need to talk about victorious Christian living unless we are willing to face the fact that as believers, we are out of our element here in this world. We are living in enemy territory. Believers may be in bondage because of deception or ignorance of the full scope of their inheritance in the Lord Jesus, or because they have not, according to Romans 6:11, reckoned themselves dead to sin and alive unto God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Through grace the old man was nailed to the cross and buried in the tomb. Through faith the old man will be kept there. Continuously reckon yourself to be totally severed from all that belongs to the old man and all that pertains to the old sphere, and faith will eventuate into experience. The sixth of Romans is not an aspect of truth, but the foundation truth upon which every believer must stand if he is to grow and mature in the not I but Christ life. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Hebrews 10:23.